Welcome to our ColiCast number 49. My name is Trevor, and I'm your host for this ColiCast. In this ColiCast, you will learn about how the English came to North America to colonize. You've heard of when the Spanish came to North America. Now you will learn how the English came to North America. Starting with Maya talking about Henry Hudson, Connor talking about Roanoke, Ryan talking about Jamestown, and Marcus talking about Plymouth. If you stick to the end, you can hear some funny jokes with Ethan. Now to Maya with Henry Hudson, but be careful, there's lots of Johns to keep track of.
Do you know what Henry Hudson was looking for? If you don't know, keep listening to this part of the ColiCast. Hello, my name is Maya. In this part of the ColiCast, I will tell you all about Henry Hudson's journey. Henry Hudson was looking for the Northwest Passage. The Northwest Passage was a rumored waterway that connects the Pacific Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean. Do you know who hired the Henry Hudson? The Dutch East India Company hired him to find the Northwest Passage. First, Henry Hudson and his crew went to Chesapeake Bay. Thought he found it? Yeah. But didn't. Next, he went to Delaware Bay. Thought he found it? Yeah. Then he went to Hudson River. He went up 150 miles. He thought he found it. But didn't. Once again. Do you know how he spent the rest of his life? Hudson wanted to keep looking for the Northwest Passage, so his men dropped Henry Hudson, Hudson's son, and a couple of crew members in a small boat near the Arctic Circle. They were never seen again. After that, they didn't find it because it didn't exist. Well, that's it for this part of the ColiCast. Now we're going to pass it on to Connor, who's talking about Roanoke.
Thanks, Maya. Do you know what happened to the colony of Roanoke? Truth is, nobody does. Hi, I'm Connor, and I'm going to tell you all about the lost colony of Roanoke. It all started when Queen Elizabeth I of England granted Sir Walter Raleigh, or as Mr. Colley likes to say, Sir Walter Raleigh, a charter to start a colony. A charter is permission to start a colony. The colony consisted of 100 former soldiers and was named Roanoke. Hunger, cold, and sickness forced the soldiers to return home. Sir Walter Raleigh returned to Roanoke, but this time with men, women, and children. John White was elected as the governor. Roanoke was running out of supplies like food, water, and other vital stuff, so John White went to England to get more. But a war had broken out between Spain and England, so White had to stay in England for 3 years. When White returned, everyone was gone. Nobody was there. The only thing there was a tree with croatone carved into its trunk. Croatone was an island south of Roanoke and a Native American tribe. So the colonists could have gone to Roanoke, or they could have been attacked by the croatone. Or they could have gone to Croatone to avoid being attacked by the croatone. White tried to go to the island of Croatone, but storms prevented him from getting there. And that's why it's called the Lost Colony of Roanoke. Now here's Ryan, who's going to tell you about Jamestown.
Did you know that? In 1606, a group of London merchants received a charter, which King James I granted them with. The colony was named Jamestown. Now you know. Hi, my name is Ryan, and I'm going to tell you all about the colony of Jamestown. To start off, close by, a Native American tribe called the Powhatan had a leader named Powhatan. Weird, right? In 1607, three ships entered Chesapeake Bay with more than 100 men to search for gold near the James River. In the same year, over half the settlers died from disease and undrinkable water. Many of the settlers were gentlemen and didn't work. John Smith forced them to work because he said, "No work, no food. Otherwise, they might have all died." Then a horrible thing happened. John Smith was injured in a gunpowder explosion and had to return to England. The colony again began to struggle. Finally, women saved the day. Sadly enough, boys, they did chores, cooking, and cleaning, unlike the lazy gentlemen. Next, John Rolfe brought tobacco over to Jamestown as a cash crop. In 1617, they sold over 20,000 pounds of tobacco. Many people, including captured Africans, came as indentured servants. Indentured servants only served 5 to 7 years, and then they could do whatever they wanted to. When they came over, they grew tobacco. The colonists took Native American land to grow tobacco. Go ahead, Marcus.
Thanks, Ryan. Hi, my name is Marcus, and I'm going to tell you about the story of the Pilgrims, Plymouth, and why we have Thanksgiving. It all started when Europe was divided over religion. King Henry VIII broke away from the Roman Catholic Church. He then started his church called the Church of England. A few or a lot of years later, King James I prohibited worship or anything outside the Church of England. Not many people agreed with that. People called separatists, as in separate, and tists started holding secret prayer meetings. Some people didn't want to risk. They were called pilgrims. They left England to go to the Netherlands, not Neverland. The difference is you can grow up there. They left for freedom of religion. They had trouble finding jobs and speaking the language. They had to return to England, but London businessmen paid for the pilgrims to go to Virginia, but a big storm blew them off course, so they ended up in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. But before they got off the ship, men and only men signed the Mayflower Compact. It was named after the ship. After that, they selected John Carver as governor. Finally, no more Johns for the rest of this lesson. The second governor was William Bradford. The Pilgrims named their colony Plymouth, and an Indian named Samoset greeted them on land when they arrived. Two more Indians, named Squanto and Massasoit, came after Samoset. Squanto was from a different tribe but was allowed to join Massasoit's tribe since his tribe had died from a disease while he was a slave in England. Massasoit was the leader of the tribe and signed a peace treaty with the Pilgrims to help each other. The Indians taught the Pilgrims how to hunt, fish, and farm. The Pilgrims and the Indians feasted together for the first Thanksgiving ever.
Okay, since we're talking about Thanksgiving, the Pilgrims and the turkeys, here are some funny jokes related to those things. So here's the first joke. When did the Pilgrims first say God bless America? When they first heard America sneeze. If April showers bring Mayflowers, then what do Mayflowers bring? Pilgrims. What did the turkey say to the man who tried to shoot him? Liberty, justice, and bad aim for all. What's blue and covered in feathers? A turkey holding its breath. Well, that's it for joke time. This is Ethan signing off. Back to you, Trevor.
Thank you, Ethan. Those are some funny jokes. Welcome. Now, here are some questions about the Coley Cast. True or false? Henry Hudson found the Northwest Passage. Correct. He didn't find it because it doesn't exist. Which John forced the gentlemen to work? Correct. John Smith forced the gentlemen to work. Coming soon, ColeyCast number 50 about organ systems.